ओंकारशान करनाथो यसाई गर्भोदशाई च प्रयो अयोद्भिषाई शेषश्च यस्यं सकला च नित्या नन्दाक्य रामा शरणं ममास्तु. May Lord Sri Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance. Shankarshan, Sheshanag, and the Vishnus who lie in the Karna ocean, Garbha ocean, and the ocean of milk are his plenary portions and the portions of his plenary portions. Mayatite vyapi vaikuntha loke Punaishwaraye Sri Chaturvyudha Madhye Rupam Yasyod Bhati Shankarshanakyam Tam Sri Nityananda Ramam Prabhadye. I surrender to the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, who is known as Shankarshan in the midst of the Chaturvyuha. He possesses full opulences and resides in Vaikuntha Loka, far beyond material creation.
Today
we are celebrating the very, very auspicious occasion of the appearance of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. In these verses, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is giving us a beautiful explanation of the transcendental nature of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. How he is the original expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Balaram himself. A partial expansion of an expansion of Lord Nityananda is the great Mahavishnu, from whose exhalation all universes are created. Mahavishnu is the super soul of all of the collective universes. From him, Garbhodakshayi Vishnu becomes the super soul of each universe. An expansion of Garbhodakshayi Vishnu is Kshirodakshayi Vishnu. He becomes the super soul within the heart of every living being. So this entire cosmic manifestation is being organized by the unlimited, inconceivable powers of these three forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who are literally the cause of all causes of everything within this creation. They are all expansions of Narayana of Vaikuntha through the Chaturvyuha, and the original source of all expansions is Krishna and Balaram. Balaram is considered the original spiritual master because he is the original servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In all the rasas, Lord Sri Balaram is leading the service of Lord Sri Krishna. His all in all, his everything, is only the pleasure of Krishna. Nityananda Prabhu is that full-fledged manifestation of Sri Baladeva. Just as when the Lord appeared at the end of Dwapara Yuga as Krishna and Balaram, when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears in this age of Kali, he brings his original expansion and his dearmost servitor, Sri Balaram, in the form of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu's position is of the most exalted and significant principle to understand amongst Gaudiya Vaishnavas, because it was Sri Nityananda Prabhu who manifested the greatest possible expression of mercy that the Supreme Absolute Truth has ever revealed to this creation. The difference between Krishna's Leela and Gaura Leela is simply that the same rasas, the same level of supreme loving reciprocation are being very generously distributed to everyone without discrimination. Krishna's Leela is very advanced, it is very confidential, and it is closed to only a very, very small circle of absolutely purified, spontaneous devotees. But when Lord Chaitanya comes, he is none different than Radha and Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Krishna, tasting the sweetness of Sri Radharani's love. When he appears in this world, he demonstrates the same ras, the same love, the same extent of ecstasy that is in Vrindavan Leela. But he gives it freely to anyone and to everyone. There is no sense of justice. He simply comes to extend his mercy. As Rupa Goswami has prayed, Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaurutveshe Namaha. That you are the most munificent, the most merciful of all incarnations, because you are giving freely prema bhakti, which is so rarely, rarely achieved, even by the greatest personalities. The only qualification that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expected is our sincerity and eagerness to receive his gift. He did not consider who was fit or who was unfit. He did not consider who was sinful and who was not sinful. He did not consider anything that anyone had done in this birth or any previous births. He was giving the charity in charity, Krishna prema, to everyone. And the qualification to receive it is simply to accept it with a sincere, earnest, and eager heart. But in this age of Kali Yuga, people are so fallen, so degraded, so misguided and unintelligent, that many would not even accept it when it was given freely. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it was his divine mission to somehow or other convince those who wouldn't accept it to accept it. He would go to people's houses. He would meet people in the street. He would fall at their feet and he would beg them, please take the name of Krishna. Worship Krishna. Teach others about Krishna. Krishna is your very life. Krishna is your real wealth. Krishna sustains your existence. Chant his holy names. But Lord Nityananda saw that people were so degraded. They were so completely fallen in this age of Kali that they could not even approach Krishna. But if they approached Lord Chaitanya, they would get the exact same effect as approaching Krishna with no problem, no hindrance, and no question of offense. Therefore, he would wander here and there and everywhere and chant this beautiful song for everyone to hear. Bhaja Gauranga, Kaho Gauranga, Laho Gaurange Namre. Je channa goranga paje se hai mura pran re.
Je channa goranga paje se hai mura pran re.
Vaja goranga kaho goranga kaho gorange nam re. Jana ko rango baje se hai mur pran re.
Jana ko rango baje se hai mur pran re.
I would like to speak briefly this evening about the beautiful pastimes which Lord Sri Nityananda Prabhu exhibited upon coming and blessing this earth with his supreme mercy. Lord Nityananda Prabhu appeared at a place called Garbhavas in the district of Radhadesh in the village of Ekachakra, a very, very ancient and holy place, which is explained in the Mahabharata and the Puranas. At the time in Radhadesh, there was great famine and drought. But when Sri Nityananda Prabhu appeared, he brought all auspiciousness along with him. Everything and everyone began to flourish. He was born of the great, gentle, and learned Brahmin Hadai Oja, and his very chaste, shy, and faithful wife, Padmavati. From his very infancy, he was the very reservoir of all beauty and charm, and whoever even once saw him would unforgettably fall in love with him. He became the life and the soul, not only of Hadai Pandit and Padmavati, but of all the citizens of Ekachakra. When he was a very small child, he was very playful with his friends. We should know that his friends were not ordinary. The cowherd boys of Vrindavan, Goloka, descended to assist their beloved master, Balaram, in his form of Nityananda, in his childhood play. But all of his play was enacting and remembering the wonderful, wonderful pastimes of Sri Krishna and his incarnations. There are so many beautiful descriptions of how Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he would gather his friends together. He would be the producer, the director, the script writer of all of their games. He would tell each one the lines. He would arrange their costumes. And in this way, they would have ecstatic pastimes. Sometimes they would go into a house and close all the doors and make it very dark. And then they would perform the pastime of the birth of Krishna. And all the various pastimes of Krishna they enacted. Sometimes he would dress one boy as Putana, and another boy would suck her breast and take her poison and kill her. Sometimes he would dress boy, he would take the branches and leaves of a special tree and create a demon that looked like Kaliya and put it in the Padmavati Pushkarini, the lake, and there he would dance on the head of the Kaliya serpent and bring all of his friends back to life. Sometimes He would perform the Leela of lifting of the Govardhan hill and curbing the pride of Indra. Sometimes he would direct his friends to a forest of tal trees, and they would kill Denukasura, and then they would all have nice feast on the tal fruits. And other times he would take his friends and they would go to people's homes and they would secretly break in and steal all their butter and yogurt and eat it. In this way, his friends were so much in love with him, they couldn't give up his company for a minute. They did not even consider going to their own homes. But the parents didn't mind at all, because when they went to go to find their children, they would see them playing with Nityananda Prabhu, and they would see his beauty, and they would just want to hold him. It is said that his body, when they would hold him, it was like holding a puppet made out of soft butter. It would just be so soft that it would just create ecstatic eruptions all over them, and seeing his beautiful face. Everyone of Ekachakra simply lived to associate with the little child, Nitai. Once they played the drama of Akrura coming to Vrindavan. One of his friends was dressed as such. And when he was taking Krishna and Balaram away from Vrindavan, Nityananda Prabhu played the role of a gopi, and he began to cry, and he was weeping. He was literally flooding the earth with tears. He was weeping so pathetically. And when his friends and the townspeople saw this, they were struck with wonder. Sometimes they would play the various games enacting the Leela of Varaha Dev and Vamana Dev and Lord Sri Ramchandra. One time he was playing the role of Lakshman, fighting with Ravana, and the boy playing Ravana threw a lotus flower and hit Nityananda Prabhu on the chest, and he fell down and stopped breathing. In his unconscious state, all his friends began to cry out, "Please wake up, please get up." But there was no sign of life, so they began to weep and to cry. And then his mother, Padmavati, and Hadai Pandit, and all the neighboring mothers and fathers of all the children, they all gathered around, and they were all weeping and crying. They didn't understand. Just from being hit by a lotus flower, there's no signs of life. And then one person spoke that, "I remember when he was enacting Ram going to the forest and he was Dasarath, he also became like this. I think if Hanuman gets the mountain herb, Sanjivani, then he will come back to consciousness." So then the children said, "Yes, that's right. Before we began the game, he told us that if I fall unconscious, first you all cry and weep, and then Hanuman has to get the Sanjivani herb from the Gandhamadana mountain." So then the child dressed as Hanuman started running, and so many rakshasas and crocodiles were trying to stop him on the way, and he fought with them. And then he brought the mountain back, play mountain, and they held the play herb to Nityananda's nose, and then he came back to consciousness and he stood up, and his mother and father embraced him so intimately. And they asked him, "You're so young, you've never gone to school, you've never heard these stories. How that you know them so excellently, so perfectly?" And he would reply, "These are my divine pastimes." But no one could understand by the power of his yogamaya potency. As Sri Nityananda Prabhu became a little older, his father could not live a minute without seeing him. He would take Nityananda everywhere with him. When he would go to the temple, when he would go to the agricultural fields, when he would go to the marketplace. And if any time Nithai was a little behind him, he would just be frantically looking and searching. Where is he? Where is he? This was the attachment. So Nityananda Prabhu began to think that I have come on a mission to assist my eternal Lord and Master, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How will I assist with all of these attachments of my parents and all of the town of Ekadachakra? I must leave this place. The very year that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Sri Navadvip Dham, Nityananda Prabhu resolved in his mind that he should leave Ekachakra. At that time, he was but 12 years old. And by the divine arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a very beautiful young sannyasi came to Ekachakra. And he was asking everyone, where is the house of Hadai Pandit? And when he came to Hadai Pandit's house, Hadai Pandit, who was a very learned scholar and such an exalted, pure devotee of the Lord, he was so happy that this sannyasi had come to bless his home. And he bowed down before this great sannyasi. And he offered this sannyasi some food to eat. And he said, I will take your food if you promise to give me the charity that I ask for. And he said, of course, I will give you anything and everything. Whatever you so like, according to my capacity. So Hadai Pandit fed the Brahmin very nicely and washed his feet, gave him nice sitting place. And throughout the whole night, this mysterious sannyasi spent simply narrating the beautiful teachings and pastimes of Sri Krishna. And Hadai Pandit spent the night as if it was a moment in ecstatic love in the association of this great soul. In the morning, sannyasi was about to leave. He said, now you will give me charity? Hadai Pandit said, yes. What would you like? I am going on a yatra to many, many places of pilgrimage, and I would like an assistant. So please give me your son, Nityananda. When Hadai Pandit heard these words, it was like a thunderbolt crashing against his soft, gentle heart. He gasped to even breathe. But being a noble and great soul, he began to meditate that when Vishwamitra Muni came to Maharaj Dasarath, he had the same request. So according to religious principles, I must give my son to this sannyasi. So he went to his precious wife, Padmavati, and told her the situation. And her reply was, my husband, whatever you decide is what I want. So Hadai Pandit gave his life and his soul to the sannyasi. At that time, Nityananda Prabhu and the sannyasi were about to leave, and they sat under a tree. And Nityananda told the sannyasi that my mother must be pacified before I go. When Padmavati saw her son going, she couldn't control her emotions. And she just began weeping and crying and running to stop him. Nithai, Nithai. At that time, the sannyasi was given a message by Nityananda Prabhu. And from his bag, he took a beautiful black murti of Krishna named Muralidhar. And he said that you take this murti. This murti is none different than your very son. And she was so happy to receive such a precious gift. But she said, but this cannot replace Nitai in my life. He said, whenever you see this murti, you will see your own son, Nityananda. And then she looked in the murti, and in the face of the murti, she saw the beautiful face of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. At that time, the sannyasi and Nityananda Prabhu began to walk away, and Hadai Pandit stood there, motionless, speechless. And Nityananda Prabhu, in a sense of complete detachment, although he was only 12 years old, he just walked into the horizon with this mendicant. Then it is explained that the residents of Ekachakra, they remembered that there was a prophecy that the Supreme Personality of Godhead would appear within their village. So they called the prophets and the astrologers, and they calculated that that was him, and we didn't even know it. We have to find him. We have to bring him back. And all the parents called all their children, go, bring Nitai back. And they all went searching, looking everywhere. But they all came back alone because he could not be found. For the next 20 years, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, along with the sannyasi, began to travel to various places of pilgrimage. He went to Gaya, Prayag, Kashi, Ayodhya, Chitrakoot. He went to Vrindavan, Mathura, Dwarka, Badrikashram. He went to all the places in the south, Tirumala, Tirupati, Srirangam, Madurai, Setubandha, Rameshwaram. He went to all the holy places in the western provinces. Hundreds. It is explained in the biographies that it is countless how many holy places Nityananda Prabhu visited. He came to Pandharpur in the state of Maharashtra. And there he was residing in the house of one Brahmin who happened to be a godbrother of Madhavendra Puri, a disciple of Lakshmi Tapati Tirtha. And by the arrangement of the Lord, Lakshmipati Tirtha soon after, in his travels, who at that time was a very old man with several disciples, they came to that Brahmin's home. But he didn't know that Nityananda was there. He was always discussing the glories of Krishna in ecstatic love. And he was asking, is there some special personality here? And then he went into a secluded room, and spontaneously he began to chant the glories of Lord Balaram. And as he chanted the glories of Balaram, he began to pray that, O Baladev, I am the most fallen. I am the most sinful. Please pick me up and deliver me by your mercy. And as he was thinking of Balaram in this way, he became so ecstatic in love of God that he fell unconscious. And as he was unconscious, Nityananda Prabhu, in his form of Balaram, appeared to him in a dream. He had a beautiful complexion like a spring cloud, and he was holding the club, and he had garments of blue and a turban of blue. Beautiful, beautiful lotus-like eyes and soft limbs. And Lakshmipati Tirtha fell and surrendered at the feet of Lord Baladev. And Baladev told him that you are my devotee and I'm most pleased with you. All of your prayers will be fulfilled. tomorrow, an Avaduta, a young boy, will come and ask you for initiation. You should give him initiation by telling him this particular mantra. And then Balaram whispered a mantra into the ear of Lakshmipati Tirtha. He woke up from his dream, and just as he woke up, Nityananda Prabhu came into his room, and he offered his prostrated obeisances, and he got up, and again he prayed, "Please initiate me, please initiate me." So on that very day, Lakshmipati Tirtha whispered the same mantra that he heard from Balaram into the ear of young Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu was very happy. He offered seva to his Guru Maharaj, and then he left that place. And just after he left that place, Lakshmipati Tirtha had another vision, a dream. And in that dream, Nityananda Prabhu appeared to him. And then he revealed that he was actually Balaram himself. And upon seeing the beautiful darshan of Baladev, Lakshmipati Tirtha was crying that, "I have seen you, but I didn't even recognize you. Why you have cheated me in this way? I surrender to you." And then again, in the form of Nityananda Prabhu, he gave him his most intimate blessings of love. And the two began to cry in ecstasy of affection for one another. After this vision, Lakshmipati Tirtha was so intoxicated with the mercy of Lord Nityananda that his disciples couldn't understand what has happened to our guru. And he couldn't bear the separation from Nityananda. And very soon after, he left this world to return to the spiritual world of Goloka Vrindavan. He continued his travels, and he came to another place in the western provinces of India. And there he met that supreme of all Vaishnavas, Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri was the disciple of Lakshmipati Tirtha. When Sri Nityananda Prabhu met with Madhavendra Puri, as soon as they saw one another, they began to weep and cry in love. Just upon coming close to one another, they fell to the ground, both unconscious simultaneously. And the devotees were struck with wonder. They began to chant the holy names. And when Nitai and Madhavendra Puri came to their consciousness, they began to embrace. And they literally bathed each other in tears of love. Nityananda Prabhu spoke. He said that, "I have visited many holy places, but today I have attained the fruit of my pilgrimage. Because today my eyes have seen the beautiful form and the ecstatic love of Sri Madhavendra Puri. And to see the lotus feet of such a great personality is my supreme and greatest fortune in life." Madhavendra Puri was speechless. When he finally was able to speak, he explained to Nityananda Prabhu that, "I have not seen this kind of spiritual love. Wherever this love is present, all the holy places stay. Now I know that Lord Krishna is merciful to me. Now I have a friend like Nityananda. If Nityananda is present, then any place becomes Vaikuntha in all the holy places. Whoever hears from a devotee like Nityananda will certainly attain love of Krishna. Whoever even has the fraction of hatred, of negativity toward Nityananda, even if he is a great devotee of Krishna, Krishna will neglect him. They spent many days, Madhavendra Puri, like no one else, was speaking the glories of Lord Krishna. Sometimes, in spiritual love, they would embrace one another, and they were inseparable. But by the arrangement of the Lord, they had to be separated. Nityananda Prabhu bid farewell to Madhavendra Puri, who he accepted as his guru. Madhavendra Puri considered Nityananda as his most intimate friend, and Nityananda Prabhu accepted Madhavendra Puri as his spiritual master. When they parted, it was a pathetic scene. They only survived because of their love for Krishna. And then Lord Nityananda Prabhu went to Setu Banda and bathed in Dhanush Tirtha. And Madhavendra Puri went to Sarayut Kirta. After traveling through so many more wonderful holy places, he finally came back to Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, he was staying at a place called Shingarabhat, which is also called Nityanandabhat. And there, he was absorbed in his Leela of Balaram, a Brijabasi cowherd boy. And although at the time he was about 32 years old, he was just like a little child. He was just roaming and jumping and dancing through the groves of Vrindavan and playing with the cowherd boy children and bathing for long periods of time and splashing in the holy river Jamuna. In this way, in the mood of a cowherd boy, he was just waiting for Lord Chaitanya to reveal his pastimes of spreading the Sankirtan of the holy name. And when it came to his attention that Sri Gauranga had returned from Gaya and was now manifesting his Sankirtan Leela, he immediately left Vrindavan and came to Navadvip Dham. He went to Sri Ishodhyan at the house of Nandanacharya, who was so happy to see his beautiful, most wonderful stature of this divine personality. And he told Nandanacharya, "Please do not reveal to anyone that I am here." And he began to hide. Just a few days before he came, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in ecstasy of love, he told his disciples and his followers that in 3 days a great personality will come and be amongst us. He was waiting, he was longing to see Nityananda Prabhu. Krishna and Balaram, from their very infancy, they were playing together. Ram and Lakshman, from their very infancy, they were playing together. But in this incarnation, they were feeling the pangs of separation from one another until they were both young men. Of course, there was one occasion where Lord Nityananda Prabhu wanted to have some indirect association with the Lord. So in his form of Ananta Shesh, he became a serpent while Lord Chaitanya was a little baby, and he made his coils very soft, and little baby Nimai laid in his coils. And when the people of Navadvip, Sachi Devi, Jagannath Mishra, and others saw this, they became very worried. And when Ananta Shesh, in the form of a cobra, saw that everyone was alarmed, he began to go away. But Nimai was chasing after him to catch him again. A partial expansion also appeared as Vishwaroop, who was Lord Chaitanya's elder brother. But he also left home to take sannyas. So their separation from one another from meeting directly was so intense. Lord Chaitanya gathered his devotees together and he said, last night I had a dream. And on that dream, I saw a chariot. That was such a chariot that it could carry anyone across the ocean of material existence back to the spiritual world. And it had the flag of Balaram, a palm tree. And standing on that chariot was a beautiful, majestic personality. Such a powerful, charming person that this world has never seen. He had blue cloths, and he had a plow over his shoulder. And he was intoxicated with divine love. And he was repeating again and again and again, is this the house of Nimai Pandit? Is this the house of Nimai Pandit? And I asked him in the dream, who are you? And he replied, I am your brother, and tomorrow we will get to meet and know each other. I can understand that this great personality is somewhere in Navadvip. And he told Haridas and Srivas, please go and find him. And they went and they began to search. They were going to every house, to every marketplace, to every bathing ghat. And after 8 hours of intensive searching, they came back to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. And they said, we have not found him. We don't know if any such person is here. And Lord Chaitanya smiled. And he said, Lord Nityananda is very mysterious. He said, you come with me. And all the devotees following behind Lord Chaitanya, he went directly to the house of Nandanacharya. And there was Lord Nityananda sitting on the veranda. And all the devotees, headed by Lord Chaitanya, performed dandavat, offering their prostrated obeisances to this great person. And when Nityananda Prabhu saw Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he was stunned with such love that he became motionless, like a statue. He just stood. Tears were flowing from his eyes. He couldn't even speak. And Lord Chaitanya told Srivas, begin singing kirtan. And he began to sing beautiful verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, describing the beauty of Lord Sri Krishna in the forests of Vrindavan, decorated with many flowers. And when Nityananda Prabhu heard this, he became so enraptured that we cannot explain the type of symptoms of ecstasy. He fell to the ground unconscious. And Lord Chaitanya told the devotees, continue to chant. And then he came out of his unconscious state and he began to dance and dance and dance. And it was dancing in such a way, in ecstatic love, that it appeared that he would hurt himself. So all the devotees tried to stop him, but they could not. And then Lord Chaitanya himself, when he touched him, Nityananda Prabhu became very peaceful. And he was laying in the arms of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And when Gadadhar Pandit saw this, he became very much pleased. He said, just see that now their positions have changed. Now Ananta Shesha is lying in the arms of the Supreme Lord Narayan. Then Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda began to embrace, covering each other with tears. Lord Nityananda Prabhu told Lord Chaitanya that I have traveled to all holy places. And every temple I went to, I asked, where is Krishna? I do not see Krishna. And the pujaris told me that Krishna is not here. Krishna has appeared in Navadvip. and he's performing his pastimes there. Now I have achieved the perfection of my life. And similarly, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to praise the glories of Sri Nityananda Prabhu with such a love and affection. And when the devotees saw the love between these two brothers, it was the perfection and the fulfillment of all of their heart's desires, and they all simply wept in pure, unalloyed bhakti. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, the day when we worship Vyas, where would you like your Vyas Puja to be celebrated? He said, at the house of Srivas. So they went to the house of Srivas, and there in the evening they had wonderful, wonderful kirtan. It was the first kirtan that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu danced together. It was truly the real beginning of the Sankirtan of the holy names. After dancing and chanting in so many wonderful ways, as they were dancing together, the other devotees were just dancing in circles around them. Lord Chaitanya, sometimes he would dance so gracefully that his feet would touch his own head. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu, sometimes when his feet would touch the ground, the whole earth would shake. That night, Nityananda Prabhu stayed at Srivas's house, being so ecstatically pleased to be in the association of his eternal master. He broke his danda and his kamandalu. And the next morning, Lord Chaitanya came to the house, and they went to the Ganga to take bath. And Lord Nityananda saw crocodiles in the Ganga, so he jumped in to grab them. And as he was swimming to the middle of the Ganges to catch the crocodiles, the devotees were very much in fear, and they all tried to stop him, but nobody could stop him. But then Lord Chaitanya said, come back. So he immediately became very shy and obedient and returned. Now we should have our Vyas Puja. So Srivas Thakur was performing all the rituals. And then just at the culmination, he gave the garland to Nityananda Prabhu. And he said, now you give this garland to Vedavyas. And Nityananda said, yes, so be it. And he stood there. And Shiva said, now it's the time. Garland, Vyas. So be it, so be it. Now you garland Vyas, so be it. So Shiva said, Lord Chaitanya, your Nityananda is refusing to garland Vyas. So Lord Chaitanya personally came before him and said, now put the garland on Vyas. And at that time, Lord Nityananda put the garland on Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya, to fulfill his heart's desires, at that moment he manifested a six-armed form. One hand was holding the conch shell, one the club, one the disc, one a lotus flower, and two other hands were holding the club and the plow of Baladev. And when Nityananda Prabhu saw this, he became very much overwhelmed with transcendental emotion. And then there was a wonderful, wonderful kirtan at the end of this beautiful celebration. And everyone danced and chanted together to the beautiful sound of the holy name. On another occasion, Sachi Devi, she had a dream. And she explained it to Vishwambar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Say that this is a very wonderful dream. In this dream I saw that our Krishna and Balaram deities sitting on the altar. And then I saw Lord Nityananda and yourself in the form of two small children. And you took the deities of Krishna Balaram off the throne. And Nityananda was saying, now you get off the throne, my Lord has come. And Balaram said to Nityananda, that what you are saying, we are the supreme personalities of Godhead. My Lord is Krishna. He's the source of all incarnations. And Nityananda replied, your days are gone. This is the age of Kali. My Lord is supreme. And then they began to, all these four little children began to fight over the sandesh and other sweets that I offered on the altar. And as they were fighting over the sweets, Nityananda said, called to me, mother, mother, please feed me, I'm hungry. How should I understand this dream? And Lord Chaitanya said, this is a very wonderful dream. Please do not explain this to anyone. But Mother Sachi saw Nityananda with the same love and affection as her own son, Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya said, I will bring Nityananda Prabhu for you to feed him. So Sachi Devi cooked a wonderful feast. And as she was serving, she gave them one course and they began to eat, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And as she came in with the next preparations, she saw, sitting on the floor, that they were both tiny little children, Krishna and Balaram, little babies, eating the food together. And when she saw this, her eyes became so filled with tears that she fainted unconscious, and all the food splattered everywhere on the floor. And then Lord Chaitanya himself, he picked his mother up, and she just went to a secluded room, and she cried in ecstatic love as her servant picked up all the prasad all over the floor. Ishan. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, although he was the ocean of mercy, in this ecstatic lila, he always behaved, often behaved, just like a little boy, little child. And Malini, who was the wife of Srivas, they were very aged at the time. But he accepted her just like a mother. And she would feed him, and she would nurse him with such parental affection that this world has never seen. One day, Malini was offering some puja, and there was a nice brass pot filled with ghee. And a crow came into the house and picked up the brass pot of ghee and flew away with it. And Malini was thinking that this is very bad, because this is part of my husband Srivas's paraphernalia for worshiping Krishna. And he will become very angry if I have lost his paraphernalia to worship the Lord. So she began to cry. And at that time, Lord Nityananda came in the room. He said, what is the problem? He said, this crow just stole this brass pot meant for Krishna. So Lord Nityananda Prabhu called, crow, come. And the crow came. He said, bring back the brass pot. And then the crow went a distance and came back with the brass pot. And Malini could understand who this Nityananda is. She said, this is not difficult for you. You brought back the two sons of your teacher, Sandimani. You brought the son back of Sandipani Muni from the court of Yamaraj. What is the difficulty for you to bring a brass pot back from a crow? You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, who has inconceivable potencies. One time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in a beautiful gathering of the devotees, he asked Lord Nityananda Prabhu, "Please give me your kopan." And Nityananda, who was in a trance, he gave Lord Chaitanya his kopan. And Lord Chaitanya took it and tore it into small strips, and he gave a piece to each devotee. And he told the devotees that you should wrap this around your head, because this is the kopan of Lord Nityananda. He is the reservoir of all mercy. He is the reservoir of all love. You should not only wear this on your head, but you should bring it home and worship it. Because anyone who even sees or comes in contact with Nityananda Prabhu's mercy will surely attain love of Krishna. He began to glorify Nityananda Prabhu in so many ways. And then he told the devotees, "Let us wash his lotus feet." And all the devotees began to wash his feet, and Lord Chaitanya, with a metal cup, was catching the water and drinking it. And all the devotees were drinking 4 or 5 times. And Nityananda Prabhu was in such a trance, he was just chanting, "Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare."
And as the devotees were drinking this water, they were all expressing to one another that this is sweeter than the most ambrosial nectar. I could feel love of Krishna erupting in my heart uncontrollably. Lord Chaitanya began to praise Lord Nityananda Prabhu and explain to everyone that unless one gets the mercy of Nityananda, no one can approach him directly. And unless one approaches him directly in this age of Kali Yuga, Radha Krishna in Vrindavan is practically unapproachable. And how do we approach Lord Nityananda? Through his manifested representatives, the great spiritual masters. There is a beautiful story while living in Navadvip that one day Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought Haridas and Nityananda and gave them an instruction. You should go house to house, to everywhere you meet, and you beg in charity, "Please take the name of Krishna. Please worship Krishna. Please make Krishna your life and soul, your only treasure, your everything. And somehow or other induce everyone to chant the holy names. Do not discriminate who is fit, who is unfit, who is pious, who is unpious. Give the name of Krishna to all." So they began to go from house to house with this message. "We have come as beggars." Nityananda Prabhu would fall at their feet and beg them to take the name of Krishna. What avatar, what supreme form of Godhead has ever taken such a merciful position of falling at the feet of the most sinful beings, begging them to chant the Krishna's name, begging them to take love of Krishna? And the pious people, they would certainly immediately begin to chant the holy name. But there were impious souls who, covered by the illusory energy, they would chastise, "What, you beggars? Get out of my house. What are you doing? You Vaishnavas are useless. Why don't you worship Goddess Durga and make some purpose for your life? Actually, these men are thieves. They're coming to each home just to spy, to see how they could break in and steal everything." People would threaten them. People would chase them away. People would abuse them with the harshest words. And others would take to the process. But Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas, they didn't mind, because they were doing the work of their Lord. Lord Nityananda Prabhu through and through, internally and externally, he only accepted one position, the servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He never would consider taking the position of God, although he was. He was only the servant of Lord Chaitanya. So while they were going house to house, place to place, they came upon a scene of great violence. There were two terribly ugly, big, strong, violent drunkards making a scene, shouting so many abuses at everyone else and at each other. And Lord Nityananda asked someone who was watching, "Who are they?" "They are the most notorious sinful people in all the world. They were born of pious Brahmin families, but due to bad association, they have become dacoits. They are constantly drunk. They eat the flesh of cows. They burn people's homes. They murder, they steal. There's not a single sin they do not commit every day. Their names are Jagai and Madhai." So Lord Chaitanya was thinking, and Lord Nityananda Prabhu was thinking, "They are the most, look at them. They are so degraded, so sinful. If they become devotees, then our Lord Sri Chaitanya will be known throughout all the universe as Patita Pavana. Now, if anyone even touches their shadow, they run to the Ganges with all their clothes on to bathe and purify themselves. But if they get the mercy of my Lord Sri Gauranga, then anyone who sees them will get the benefit of millions of times bathing in the river Ganges." Haridas, when those Muslim torturers were beating you through the marketplaces, you prayed for their liberation. So now, pray for these men's liberation. And Haridas replied, "Nityananda Prabhu, just the fact that you have decided to give them your mercy, they are already liberated. It is just a matter of time till it is revealed." So Lord Nityananda Prabhu approached them, and with folded hands, great humility, and a sweet voice, full of compassion, said, "My dear Jagai and Madha, please take the name of Krishna. Worship Krishna. He's your life. He's your real treasure. Chant Krishna's holy name." And they became so angry. Their eyes became red violently. "Kill them, kill them." And Haridas and Nityananda had to run away. And they began to chase them as fast as they could. And as they were running, 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 Haridas was saying to Nityananda Prabhu, "What? Why, you are a madman. Why you ask them to do like this? Now we are certain to die." And in this way, they were laughing and joking amongst one another. And Jagai and Madhai chased them as long as they could, but because they were fat, they became very tired, and ultimately they couldn't run any longer. And every night, on Lord Chaitanya's instruction, Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu would go to the place of Lord Chaitanya to report their day's activities in preaching. And they explained about this Jagai and Madhai. And the devotees, Srivas and Gangadas, explained to Lord Chaitanya the details of how sinful and degraded Jagai and Madhai were. And Lord Chaitanya was very pleased that they were willing to risk their lives to deliver this fallen soul. And he said, "Lord Nityananda, because he has decided to give them his mercy, they will certainly be delivered." Anyways, Jagai and Madhai, they were kicked out of their own families, although their parents were actually very pious religious Brahmins from generations. And they were camping out in a totally drunken state, not very far from Lord Chaitanya and Srivas's house. And one night they heard the kirtan, and in a very drunken state with no devotion at all, they just began to dance around to the music. And one day they saw Lord Chaitanya passing, and they said, "You sing very nicely, but why don't you worship God as Durga?" And when anyone would go to the Ganges, they would bring at least 20 or 30 people with them. The whole town of Navadvip was struck with fear of these two men. But one day, Nityananda Prabhu happened to walk just by where they were. And again, he requested them to take the name of Krishna with great compassion and love. And Madhai, in great anger, he took a very stout and hard clay pot, and with all of his strength, he smashed it upon the head of Nityananda. And blood began to flow. That blood covered the entire body of Nithai. And with folded hands, Lord Nityananda Prabhu requested, "I do not mind what you have done, but please take the name of Krishna." And then Madhai couldn't believe he was still trying to preach to him. He picked up the pot, another pot, to hit him again. And at that time, Jagai, whose heart melted upon seeing the compassion of Nityananda Prabhu, he stopped him. He said, "Don't. You cannot do this. He's an avaduta. He's a great personality. Why do you want to harm him?" The people who saw this ran back to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and within an instant, in a ferocious state, with eyes glowing like burning coals, he lifted his hand and he called, "Chakra, Chakra!" And the Sudarshan Chakra appeared spinning like thousands of suns. And Jagai and Madhai saw that they were about to be killed. And Nityananda Prabhu, the supreme ocean of compassion, he came before Lord Chaitanya and said, "Please, Gauranga, do not harm them." He said, "Actually, Jagai saved me. Madhai was about to hit me, but Jagai stopped him. He didn't even hit me. It's just due to my past karma that I'm bleeding. And I'm not in any pain. There's no inconvenience at all. Please forgive them. Please do not harm them." And Lord Chaitanya heard, "Jagai saved your life? You saved the life of Nityananda Prabhu?" Mahaprabhu embraced Jagai with great love. And upon embracing him, he impregnated within his heart unalloyed devotion. And Madhai began to tremble in ecstasy and cry in love. "Anyone who protects or helps my devotee is most dear to me." And Jagai fell at the feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who placed his feet on his chest. And because Jagai and Madhai were like two sinful people in one body, they were so alike, they were like one person in two bodies, that when the Lord placed his feet on Jagai's heart, Madhai's heart became purified. And then he prayed to the Lord, "Why are you giving him so much mercy? Why are you giving him Krishna Prema? We've both did the same things. Every sin we ever did, we did together. Give me your mercy too." And in a wrathful voice, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "You offended my devotee, Nityananda. You hit him with that pot. Therefore, there is no salvation from you unless you get the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu." So Madhai fell at the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda lifted him up and embraced him. And when Lord Nityananda Prabhu embraced him, he also inundated his heart with Krishna Prema. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki! And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after seeing that Lord Nityananda forgave them, he told them that you never perform any sinful activity again, and you always chant the holy names.
Krishna, 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 Krishna.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought Jagayan Madhai back to his home. And there they performed wonderful, beautiful kirtan. And in the kirtan, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to show all the devotees that they are truly purified. He told them all the sins that they had ever performed in all of their previous lives, I am taking them in my own body. And at that instant, his body became black with the sins of Jadai and Madhai. And when the devotees saw this, they were astonished. Advaitacharya, in a prayerful mood, he said, you are taking the complexion of Krishna. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, now, to get these sins out of my body, everyone begin to chant the holy names. And the unlimited sins of Jagai and Madhai through your chanting of the holy names will leave my body. And where will it go? It will go into the hearts of whoever blasphemes my devotees. And they began to chant. And Mahaprabhu's body again revealed its original beautiful, beautiful golden complexion. And they all began to dance together, chanting the holy names of Krishna. Upon seeing this wonderful event and hearing the wonderful intimate prayers of Jagai and Madhai at the feet of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, even the demigods in the heavens were astonished. They had seen in their long, long lives how the Lord appeared as Ram, as Krishna, as Parasuram, as Narasimha, as Vamana. They had witnessed all the various incarnations, but they had never seen such an act of pure mercy, such compassion. So they came down to worship the Lord, Brahma, Shiva, Indra, Vayu, Chandra, even Yamaraj. And as Yamaraj was coming, he asked his secretary, Chitragupta, what is the extent of these men's sins? Chitragupta said, there's no extent. He says, we have over 10,000 scribes trying to calculate their sins. And day and night, 24 hours, they cannot write fast enough. In fact, all of the scribes trying to calculate and keep record of their sins for you are so exhausted they're on the verge of death. And now their records are like a huge, massive mountain. But Lord Chaitanya has taken all their sins away, and now they're pure Vaishnavas. So please, with your permission, let's take this massive records and throw it in the ocean. When Yamaraj heard the extent of the mercy of Lord Nityananda and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became so overwhelmed that he fell unconscious. There were no symptoms of life in his body. And Chitragupta was trying to revive him. And at that time, the other devatas and Narada Rishi and everyone came by and said, what's wrong with Yamaraj? And they explained, he's the superintendent of death, but he's never seen such mercy. He's fainted. So Brahma and Shiva began to chant the holy names in his ears.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare.
And Yamaraj just leaped up and began to dance like a totally mad, ecstatic personality. He was just dancing and dancing and dancing. No one ever seen him so intoxicated in this state. And then Lord Shiva, with his matted hairs, he began to dance in such a wonderful way. And Lord Brahma and all the devatas were dancing and dancing and chanting the holy names of Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Praising the glories of the mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Gaurachandra. So they became brahmacharis. And intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya. But Madhai, especially, he was thinking that Nityananda Prabhu is the most merciful, most benevolent, most forgiving. And I struck him on the head to try to kill him. And he felt so bad that he was weeping. He couldn't even sleep at night. Day and night, he was just crying in repentance. And one day, Lord Nityananda was walking, and Madhai came and fell at his feet and explained to him that you are the most kind, compassionate savior, and I abused you. I'm such a terrible person. I tried to kill you. Please give me some atonement for this. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he embraced him. And when he embraced him, Madhai became completely cleansed of all his guilt and became peaceful. And then he said, I have offended so many people. I don't even know how many offenses I have made. How to somehow or other beg pardon from all of them. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, go to the banks of the Ganges and build with your own hands a bathing ghat. Make it a nice place where everyone could come to worship and bathe in Mother Ganga. And whoever comes, offer your obeisances to them and serve them in every way possible. So Madhai, day and night, with a little spade in his hand, began to dig a ghat, steps on the river Ganges. And he would keep it very clean as a service to all the people. And when anyone would come, he would bow down with tears in his eyes and beg them so sincerely for forgiveness for any offenses he may have ever committed to them. With such gentleness and humility. And almost everybody who saw them, their hearts melted. They began to chant the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. But some of the people who were very, very angry because of all the injustices and murders they committed, they would take stones and throw them at Madhai. And Madhai, with great humility, after being hit by the stone, he would pick it up and with great care, he would give it back to the person and said, please throw it again. I deserve more. Please throw it again. But kindly forgive me. In this way, the deliverance of Jagai and Madhai took place. And Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that anyone who hears this story attentively becomes liberated of all sinful activities and achieves the pure unalloyed mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way, in Sri Navadvip Dham, Nithai Gaura Sundar performed wonderful pastimes together. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided that he should take sannyas in order to reach people that would not listen to him as a grihastha. So along with Nityananda Prabhu and a few other devotees, he went to Katwa, and there he accepted the renounced order from Keshava Bharati. And after that, he and Nityananda Prabhu began to travel to Vrindavan. That was the Lord's desire. But Nityananda Prabhu knew the Lord's heart's desire to give pleasure to his devotees. When the devotees heard that the Lord took sannyas, they were in utter devastation that they would never see him again. So Lord Nityananda Prabhu devised a plan to give wrong directions to Lord Chaitanya. And he sent Chandrasekhar to tell the inhabitants that I'm going to take him to Shantipur. So everyone from Navadvip, the devotees, come to Shantipur. So in this way, Nityananda Prabhu tricked Lord Chaitanya to come back to Advaita Charya's house and have beautiful, wonderful kirtan with all of his devotees. After this wonderful incident, on the request of Sachi Devi, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to go to Jagannath Puri instead of Vrindavan. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Jagadananda Damodar Mukunda, accompanied him. And as they were going, they came to a river. And Mahaprabhu said, "Please hold my danda. I want to take bath." Now Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas in the Shankar Sampradaya, where they give ekadanda. One danda means everything is one. But the Vaishnavas, by tradition, take three danda, which represent that the body, mind, and soul are dedicated eternally to the service of Krishna. With one's words, with one's actions, and with one's thoughts, one is always serving the Lord. So, Lord Nityananda was thinking, Lord Chaitanya is so great. I don't like to see him in this mood of renunciation. And besides, not an ekdanda. He should have three dandas. So he broke the danda in three pieces and threw it in the river. He couldn't bear to see his Lord in this role. And Lord Chaitanya, later on, he said, "Where is my danda?" And Nityananda Prabhu said, "I don't know." Somehow or other, it fell in the river while you were in ecstatic trance. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, in the mood of a preacher, so much respected and worshipped this pastime of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, understanding that this is the real spirit. At that time in Bengal, the only type of sannyasis there were ekadanda sannyasis. And Lord Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, knowing that the Ramanuja Sampradaya in Southeast India, they have the Tridandi sannyas, he was thinking, this is what Nityananda wanted. Tridanda sannyas. He made the one danda into three. So with this realization and the blessings of Nithai, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati introduced the Tridanda Sannyas in order to preach the mercy of Nithai Gaurachandra all over the world. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki. Every year, all the devotees from Bengal would come to Jagannath Puri to meet the Lord, to celebrate Rath Yatra. And there Nityananda Prabhu would dance so beautifully with the Lord. But once in a secluded place, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda began to speak. And it is said that Lord Chaitanya ordered Nityananda Prabhu to go to Bengal and to preach there with his associates. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu's life and soul was the order of Sri Gauranga. And he also told him that in order to execute your mission of delivering the most fallen, you must marry. Previously, he was avaduta. He was a brahmachari. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a sannyasi. And as a sannyasi, he had to maintain certain principles, which means he couldn't associate with certain types of people. He couldn't mix freely with certain types of sinners. But what about them? They must be delivered too. But if Nityananda Prabhu was a grihastha, it would be acceptably sociable to associate with such souls. So Lord Nityananda Prabhu went to Bengal, and as he was preaching, he went to Navadvip. Ambika Kalna was the home of Suryadas Sarakela, the elder brother of Goridas Pandit. And by a wonderful divine arrangement, Suryadas offered his two daughters, Janava and Vasudha, who were none other than Revati and Varuni in the original Leela of Balaram. And he came together again with his two eternal consorts. And he preached throughout all of Bengal. And he would go to the places where the most common masses of people, and he would get them all to chant the holy names of Gauranga and the beautiful Maha Mantra. Chant the name of Gauranga. Worship Gauranga. Speak of Gauranga. Any of you who take Gauranga's holy name, you become my life and soul. This was the message of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. He settled with Janava and Vishuddha in a village called Kardaha. And that was their base, in which massive, massive preaching of literally millions and millions and millions of people became pure, unalloyed devotees by the mercy of Lord Sri Nityananda Prabhu. From Vishuddha, he had a son named Virbhadra. And this Virabhadra or Virachandra was none other than Kshirodakshai Vishnu incarnated. And he also converted millions of people to the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and gave them love of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya returned during his preaching in Bengal to Ekachakra. Of course, this was about 30 years after he left with this sannyasi, and his mother and father had already gone back to the spiritual world of Goloka. But while he was there, he came upon this river, which is called Jamuna. And there he saw on the banks called Kadambakanda, a beautiful, beautiful deity of the name Bankim Rai, of Sri Krishna playing upon his flute. And he took that deity and later he installed it. And soon after, a beautiful deity of Radharani appeared in a close by place, and he put that deity also. Sri Nityananda Prabhu, after witnessing the wonderful disappearance of Sri Gauranga, who entered into the body of the deity of Tota Gopinath, he preached to Jiva Goswami. He gave great mercy to many. And then when he understood by his divine vision that it was time to end his leela in this world, he returned to Ekachakra, and there, with his eternal spiritual body, he entered into the murti of Bankim Rai. That murti is still in Ekachakra. The deity of Janava was placed next to it, and in the same courtyard, in the same temple vicinity, is the original deity of Muralidhar that Padmavati worshipped, in which she saw the beautiful face of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Narottam Das Thakur prays, Nitai Pada Kamala, Koti Chandra Shushitala, Yechayaya Jagatha Judai, that the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Prabhu are most refreshingly cool like crores, tens and millions of moons. And the shade of his lotus feet protects one from all the miseries of material existence. And one who achieves and accepts the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu is awarded the infinite mercy of Sri Gauranga. And through that mercy, one is directly elevated to the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna. As the original spiritual master, we should know that Nityananda Prabhu is manifesting himself in this world through those great Vaishnavas who make their life and soul the glorification of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission of the congregational chanting of the holy names. Paramakaruna. With a process that is kevala anandakanda, simply joyful. They have come to give unalloyed loving devotion by just serving the devotees, by just associating with their devotees, by chanting the holy names of Krishna, by dovetailing all of our senses in the service of the Lord. This is the divine message that they have given. Srila Prabhupada, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, he considered that Nityananda Prabhu's mercy is most visibly necessary to preach in this age. And therefore, in the Western countries, practically every major city, he installed the beautiful deities of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. And then he would install the deities of Radha and Krishna. So let us follow in the footsteps of those great personalities. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that it was Nityananda Prabhu, his guru, who actually instructed him to go to Vrindavan. And it was by Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, as we were reading today, that Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita was written. And Vrindavan Das Thakur, the author of Chaitanya Bhagavat, also praised that it was based on the order and the grace of Nityananda Prabhu that this other great biography of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was written. So it is a fact that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is known to the world by the grace of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, his foremost eternal servant. To be the servant of the servant of the servant of Sri Nityananda Prabhu is the fulfillment of all the expectations of our very soul. So let us take this great opportunity of this Krishna consciousness movement. Let us follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions with great care and attention. Let us humbly, like a blade of grass, serve the Vaishnavas. And in this mood, let us chant the holy names of Krishna. Now it is time for the aarti. Is there translation? I know it's becoming late, but some austerity on holy days is very conducive to our spiritual progress. So my humble request is, please stay through the aarti, and the process of the Yuga Dharma is so beautifully demonstrated by our deities on the altar of Nitai Gaura Chandra. Their arms are raised and they are dancing and inviting everyone to join the beautiful dance of their Sankirtan. So let us dance with Gaur Nitai this evening in a very grateful and sincere way, and in this way celebrate this most auspicious and holy day of Sri Nityananda Trayodasi. Thank you very much.